Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I've been running around with two left feet. You doing laps up in my mind, so it's kind of hard to sleep. This week. My mind's a mess, just like my desk, but I'm pushing through this week. My plate is full, stomach empty. Everybody around me gotta eat. I miss back home, it's been too long. Ain't seen my mama.
Welcome to the IDP Show. I'm your host, Josh Raymer, joined in the virtual Sode Shack tonight from Football Guys. It is one of our favorite recurring guests, Kyle Bellyfuel. Kyle, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Joshy, man. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to get to hang out with you and talk a little football here and talk some waivers.
That's right. We are coming off Thanksgiving. You've been in the midst of hunting season,
yeah.
But the thing we're hunting tonight, Kyle, it's waiver wire targets. We just had no teams on bye. We're about to have a lot of teams on bye. Injuries are starting to mount. It is brutal in these streets right now. So we're going to get the people right, get those IDP lineups right for week 13, looking at waiver targets for DL, LB, and DB. So Kyle B, what do you say we jump right into it?
Let's do it, brother.
All right, let's start on the defensive line. Just like last time, we're going to talk through some targets and then go deeper into a couple of these here. So starting with the DL, Andrew Van Ginkle, Miami Dolphins, replacement for Jalen Phillips, unfortunately on the shelf for the rest of the season with a torn Achilles. Eric Armstead, San Francisco 49ers, Samson Ebukam, Indianapolis Colts, Danico Autry, Tennessee Titans, and then Kobe Turner, Los Angeles Rams. Some names for you to pick from there, Kyle B. Who do you want to talk about first from this list?
The first guy I want to talk about is Andrew Van Ginkle. Obviously, the brutal injury for one of our favorite young IDP rising stars and Jalen Phillips, the Achilles injury, just brutal. Let's wish him the best on the speedy recovery and see him get back out there. But, Van Ginkle should be, slotting into that edge role like he did earlier this season when Phillips missed some time. Van Ginkle had bounced around playing some box snaps, some edge snaps. But when Phillips has been out, he slid into that edge role in the three games that Phillips missed earlier. It was week 2, week 4, week 5. Van Ginkle had an 82% snap share, and he had four sacks over that three-game stretch. So he was real productive, when he filled in there. Van Ginkle hasn't got home for a sack since back in week 5, but I think that could change with him sliding back to the edge, and he gets the Swiss cheese Washington offensive line, who have surrendered 55 sacks on the year. And as you've coined him, Mr. Sack Howell himself, he's pretty good at taking those. So I think Van Ginkle could get back in that sack column this week, filling in for Phillips.
Yeah, Sack Howell, eating sacks, breakfast, lunch, dinner, midnight snack, whatever meal it is, he is eating sacks. So that is a fantastic matchup. Kyle, we hate that. Andrew Van Ginkle, Mr. AVG, Mr. Average's opportunity comes at the expense of our king, Jalen Phillips.
Oh, for sure.
But that's football, and that's IDP. We adapt, we move on, we survive, like Johnny the Greek always says. We're like zombies. You're going to have to cut our heads off to kill us. And so, Absolutely. Yes, we will pick up Mr. AVG and plug him in, because when he's had this role in relief of Phillips this season, he's been usable for IDP. Mm-hmm. So I love that call. Fantastic matchup. If you're hurting, maybe you had Phillips, maybe you're got one of your guys is on bye this week. This seems like to me, Kyle B, the priority add of the week is Andrew Van Ginkle.
Yeah, I'm right with you there. Absolutely.
So the guy I want to talk about is Danico Autry. This is one of those not sexy, but very startable, veterans along the defensive line in Tennessee, 69% of snaps, 51 of 74 this past week, 21.8 points, three tackles and two sacks. He's only rostered in 13.4% of leagues, playing a very healthy snap percentage each week, never less than 55% of snaps. And get this, Kyle, I did not realize this. You got Harold Landry, right? You got Jeffrey Simmons. Danico Autry leads the team in total pressures, hurries, hits, and sacks with 26. So wow, that is pretty impressive for Mr. Autry. And we talked a little bit about this on previous waiver wire episodes, Kyle. When it comes to defensive linemen, I don't want to chase sacks. I want to chase snaps. And Danico Autry is getting that healthy snap percentage I'm looking for. So if I've got bye week blues or injury blues, Mr. Autry is a guy I'm looking to pick up.
No, I like that call, man. Autry's been sneaky good, you know, like you said, and he's got like eight sacks on the year, solid volume. And another thing about Autry, too, is in some formats, like in my fantasy league, he's labeled a defensive tackle. He doesn't necessarily line up there much. You know, he plays more outside, but you know, it's a little sneaky little play there in those true position or DT required leagues if he does carry that defensive tackle tag. So I like Autry, you know, like you said, in all formats, especially with all the teams up by this week.
Yeah, so Autry is a good-looking waiver wire ad. Samson Ebukam, quick hitter here, Kyle. As a Colts fan, I am well aware of the flashes that we see from this edge rushing group with Kwity Paye, Dayo Odangbo, and Samson Ebukam. But these are all guys that I love having on my favorite team's defensive line, not guys that I want to be trying to figure out, kind of like the Buffalo Bills, yeah, right? You don't want to try to figure out who's going to get the sack each week. And while Samson Ebukam has had flashes this season, he's not a guy I'm going to trust. He does have the snaps on his side. He has yet to play less than 53% of snaps in a game this season. He is top 20 in tackles, so you got that nice floor. But I don't know, Kyle, maybe it depends on your situation, but I'm hoping I can have a little more consistency and stability than Samson Ebukam.
Now, you know, he had a strong start, and then he cooled off. He's a great best ball guy, like you said, part of that rotation. You know, strong start, cooled off, nice week this week. You know, he plays Tennessee this week. Their offensive line is, you know, not too great. So, you know, it could be another nice week. It's like you said, though, it's tough to, figure out that Colts edge rushing group. But you know, if you're in a pinch, why not? Right.
Yeah. All of these guys are usable. All of these guys are startable. It's just context specific. So let's move to the DL drop candidates, Kyle. Just a couple of names here, some bigger names. And I want to get your pulse check here to see. Let's just play the scenario out of you've got some of these guys we just mentioned on your waiver wire, and you've got these two guys on your roster. Are you dropping Leonard Williams of the Seattle Seahawks or number one overall pick Trayvon Walker of the Jacksonville Jaguars? Let me lay out the kind of blueprint here for why these guys might be considered drop candidates. So Leonard Williams playing 86% of snaps last week, 8.5 points, 8 tackles, rostered in 30% of leagues. Most points scored was 16.5 against the Washington football team when he played for the New York Giants. Has 12 tackles and 1 sack in 5 games with the Seahawks. He is a better real-life player than fantasy at this point. Trayvon Walker, 80% of snaps, 5.5 points, 2 tackles and half a sack last week, rostered in 59% of leagues, has just 3 double-digit games this season, 4.5 sacks, 23 combined tackles. Oh, and he's ranked dead last in PFF on the whole defense, Kyle. So let's pretend these options are out there for you to scoop up. Leonard Williams, Trayvon Walker on your team. Do you feel comfortable dropping either of these guys to make some of these waiver additions?
Yeah, I do. Like, you know, like you said, I was with Leonard Williams, just the 12 tackles and a sack in 5 games with the Seahawks. I was hoping, you know, he might, you know, have a little bit more pep in his step playing for a more competitive team there in Seattle. Like you said, better real life player than IDP fantasy player right now for us. So I can see, you know, letting him walk, picking up a guy like Van Ginkel or Autry even. And Trayvon Walker, it hasn't been great. And, you know, dynasty wise, obviously it's a different story. He's a young player. You know, we're hoping for that third year to be the big step. We've heard, you know, the great John Macri, you know, talk about that and lay out the stats. Shout out, John. So we're hoping for that out of Walker. But in redraft, yeah, absolutely. You know, it'd be hard to, you know, pass up on, you know, a shot at Van Ginkle against Washington this week. We're going to see some more run in a premier spot. You know, Autry coming off a big game. He's been more productive. And, yeah, this time of year, it's especially with six teams on bye, injuries mounting up, man, and it's getting to crunch time with the playoffs coming up. You got to get those wins and points where you can.
Yeah, I think I would rather start all of the guys that we mentioned over Leonard Williams or Trayvon Walker at this point. And like Kyle mentioned, this is a redraft context. You're not dropping Trayvon Walker in Dynasty. Yeah. You're going to hold that guy and wait for the third or fourth year breakout once he just learns the game a little more. And we do believe in Trayvon Walker's upside, but it's just not quite there yet for IDP purposes. So a couple drop candidates for you there. If you've got, those are the kind of guys, Kyle B, the kind of guys that we're looking at dropping. We've been having this conversation on the show a lot, like especially in true position leagues. We can just churn and burn those guys from like 25 on down. Are you finding yourself to be less and less patient with the plethora of options in true position leagues?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, Johnny the Greek always says half the battle is paying attention. So if you're staying a step ahead, seeing which guys are on their way up and cutting the guys that are stagnant, not really making much noise. Like, you know, like Leonard Williams hasn't really done much. You know, you want to be ahead of the game, picking up the guys on the way up and turning and burning and keeping that roster tight, man.
That's right. Cut the fat every week. Yep. If guys aren't getting the, and this is where we talk about with defensive line, look at the underlying metrics, look at like the pass rush win rate, look at the pressure rate, look at the snaps, look at the things that lead to production, right, Kyle?
Absolutely.
Not the production itself. We don't want to chase that, especially on low volume. You want guys playing a ton of snaps that are doing their job very well, because that's what leads to those 2-3 sack games that can win you a week.
Absolutely, man. Yep, you got to follow the breadcrumbs that lead you to those big games, man. It's like you said, win rate, pressure rate, volume, all the things that the guys need to get it done.
Those are the nuggets we want to pay attention to that lead to the feast. So,
yes, sir.
Let's move to linebacker and talk about some targets here, starting in Washington with Cody Barton. He is back playing 100% of snaps. 9 points in week 12, 6 tackles. Nicholas Morrow, we saw Zach Cunningham go out. We also have the N'Kobe Dean on the shelf as well. So it's Nicholas Morrow. Maybe it's Shaq Leonard. Sounds like the Cowboys and Eagles are kind of potentially in a bidding war for Shaq Leonard's services. So I don't think that changes the equation for at least week 13, even if the Eagles do sign Shaq Leonard. Anfernee Jennings, New England Patriots. Isaiah McDuffie, Kyle, I'm sure we'll talk about him, from your beloved Green Bay Packers. And then EJ Speed, Indianapolis Colts. We mentioned Shaq Leonard out the door in Indianapolis, opening up the way for EJ Speed to have over a 90% snap share in week 12. So Kyle, kick us off here. Who do you want to start with? Maybe perhaps Mr. McDuffie.
Yeah, we'll touch on McDuffie quick here. Devondre Campbell was out this week. It was a neck deal, I believe. So he was unable to go. So McDuffie's the top backup in Green Bay when Walker or Campbell are unavailable. And, you know, McDuffie's solid, man. You know, he slides in there. He's a pretty solid tackle machine. He had 11 tackles this week. He's not the biggest guy, but, man, he sticks his nose in there. And he's good for a nice little floor for tackle production, for sure. And I'll be honest, man, but since Campbell has come back in these last few weeks, he hasn't quite looked himself. So I'm wondering how long it's going to take him to heal up. I don't know what it is. McDuffie's, you know, been solid filling in. So I'm curious kind of if they let Campbell heal up a little bit or what they do. But yeah, I mean, if Campbell's out, McDuffie's a solid play again. And then just one other guy is Cody Barton in Washington. You know, he was out on IR with that ankle injury. He came back. He slid right back into his lead role, played all 54 snaps. Jamin Davis, his role got reduced a little bit. He was down to 76% snap share. That was his lowest since week 2. So, you know, if Barton is floating around the waiver wire, you know, maybe they didn't your league mates didn't realize he was coming back this week. He's a grab because, you know, the volume's there. He's your lunch pail tackle guy. Not super exciting, but the dude's out there. The volume's there. He'll fall into a few tackles and, you know, we need something, right? It's six teams on bye.
That's right. So it's the internet meme of the wine section that says exciting whites. That is Cody Barton. He is the blue collar lunch pail exciting white. So now The wrinkle in Washington to pay attention, though, is that Jack Del Rio, defensive coordinator, fired. So how does that change things now moving forward? Does Cody Barton retain that 100% of snaps linebacker role?
Yep.
Probably, but it is a wild card to keep in mind as you're making your waiver claims this week. Cody Barton probably is already rostered in your league, but if he's not, that is definitely the highest priority add on this list, in my opinion, Kyle, because we know for a fact this guy is going to play 100% of snaps, at least based on what we've seen. Maybe a little bit of a question mark there with Del Rio out the door, but we've seen what this guy can do with the role, and it has been profitable. I would say number two, even with the Shaq Leonard possibility looming out there, Nicholas Morrow seems like the number two pickup for me. Do you agree?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, especially when you look at the way that how banged up that Philadelphia linebacker unit is. N'Kobe Dean and I are with the foot. Hamstring for Zach Cunningham. We know those can linger. Morrow and Christian Ellis are, you know, the last two guys standing in Morrow. You know, he was the guy this week with the volume, and, you know, Morrow, he can have slow production, but he sure didn't this week with 12 tackles and a tackle for loss. So it looks like he could be the guy here again.
I will be shocked if the Eagles do not sign Shaq Leonard with the whole connection with the head coach there who was in Indianapolis previously. So I just think this deal gets done. There seems to be sort of a pipeline between the Eagles and Colts. You know, we've gotten our past two coaches from the Philadelphia Eagles. There's a little bit of a connection there between those two. So I think Shaq Leonard will be there, but I think for week 13, you're safe with Nicholas Morrow. So he would be my number two. Isaiah McDuffie would be my number three. He has been the waiver wire hero this season for me, Kyle, as far as the linebacker position. It's just like old reliable. Yeah. Come get him when either Quay Walker or Devondre Campbell is out, and he has been steady Eddie for you.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, and he's been just rock solid when he gets his opportunity. He's really taken over that top reserve spot, you know, and when he gets a shot, he makes the most of it.
Absolutely. Now, the guy I want to talk about, no surprise, if you've been listening to the IDP show at all this season, you know we've been saying stash EJ Speed. His time is coming. Whether it was via injury or just outright benching, we didn't think it was going to be Shaq Leonard's release, but Shaq Leonard's release has now cleared the way for EJ Speed, 95% of snaps, only 7.3 points, six tackles, so not a lot, but keep in mind, Zaire Franklin only had 7.8 this week. It was just a poor matchup against the pass-happy Bucks. EJ Speed rostered in just 12% of leagues, and he gets Tennessee in Week 13. This is a big division game. They love to run the ball with Derrick Henry, so I think this could be one of those weeks where we're saying, oh my, EJ Speed has potentially like playoff winning upside here as we close out the season, because we've seen, Kyle, both of these linebacker positions for IDP be profitable in different iterations of Zaire Franklin, Shaq Leonard, Bobby Okereke, EJ Speed. It has been different guys at different times, but both roles in this Gus Bradley defense can eat.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Absolutely. And this is what we've been waiting for, right? It was a few weeks ago when Franklin was out, we thought it would be Speed, you know, getting a bigger role. And it was Seguin Alubi, which nobody in their right mind saw coming. You know, it's like, who is this guy? You know, this week, you know, the Leonard gets released. We're all like, holy smokes. And it was Speed and Zaire Franklin. Speed, 57 snaps, 95%. And there wasn't another off-ball linebacker to get any runs. So that is what we were looking for. And, you know, like you said, just the six tackles this week. But, you know, there'll be better days ahead if he gets his volume. And I'm super intrigued with EJ Speed down the stretch here as well. I think he's got serious upside. And if he's sitting on your waiver wire, man, that's a slam of the mouse.
Slam dunk.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Pick up EJ Speed. Now, he is not going to be the LB1 on the Colts. Right. That is going to be Zaire Franklin. So I do like, that's why I like Cody Barton better. Yep. And why I like Nicholas Morrow, why I'd prioritize them. I would put probably EJ Speed behind probably McDuffie 3, Speed 4, Jennings 5 is how I would prioritize it. Any different ranking for you, Kyle?
No, I'm more of the more comfortable with the volume with Barton. Like you said, there is a little bit of a question mark with Del Rio Rivera, you know, getting axed there. But, like we were talking about Morrow, that situation with all the injuries, it looks pretty safe volume wise with Barton and Morrow. And that's where I tend to lean more comfortable with that. Definitely intrigued with Speed. But yeah, those guys, I'm a little more comfortable as well.
All right, let's talk about some drop candidates then. And let's go to Houston first. Henry To'o, just 33% of snaps on Sunday, 6.8 points, 4 tackles, rostered 28% of leagues. Since the bye week, he hasn't played more than 50% of snaps. Perryman returns from suspension next week, likely reducing his snaps even more. And then David Long, Miami Dolphins, 67% of snaps on the Black Friday game, 5.8 points, 4 tackles, rostered in 29% of leagues, not playing every snap, and he's being outplayed by Jerome Baker, which is never a good sign at any point in your career, Kyle B. So are you fine blasting To'o and David Long out the airlock, as Johnny likes to say, to pick up one of these other guys?
Absolutely. Yeah. The Houston situation, To'o had, he had the job there for a little while, but he was out the last few games with a concussion, and it's been Christian Harris and Blake Cashman, and he made it back this week, and it was those two guys again. So that's, tells me enough. And with Perryman coming back, yeah, hit the airlock, as Johnny would say. And David Long, I know me and you, Josh, have long been David Long fans, but I've been stubborn to hold on to him on a lot of teams, but I'm fine dropping him too. It's just, the snap fluctuation, the variation week to week, I don't like to play around with that. And we, like you said, when you're getting outplayed by Jerome Baker, it's not great.
Yeah, it's just time to let go. If you're getting less than 70% of the snaps and you're getting outplayed by Jerome Baker, that's just one strike too many for me.
Yeah.
Sorry, David Long. I think you're a good real life NFL player. I don't think you're a great IDP. So I'll boot you out of there in favor of one of these other guys. So let's keep this train rolling though, Kyle, and go over to DB targets. And let's talk about, again, Green Bay Packers. Jonathan Owens has stepped in and played very well. 99% of snaps on the Thanksgiving Day game against the Lions. Just a ton of snaps. 84 of 85 snaps for Jonathan Owens. 28 points, 12 tackles, 8 solos, 1 fumble recovery, defensive touchdown, rostered in 24% of leagues. Travarius Ward, San Francisco 49ers, another option, 93% of snaps this past week, 17% of leagues he is rostered. He had 5 tackles in that last game there against the Seahawks. PJ Locke, Denver Broncos, another option filling in for who is the guy? Remind me, Kareem Jackson, is it, that got suspended yet again?
Yeah. Yes.
Old Kareem Jackson just can't stop trying to kill people on the NFL field.
Selling money out of his wallet every week.
I think he's actually lost more money than he's been paid this year because of suspensions.
Absolutely. Oh, he has to.
And lost wages because, between fines and suspensions, this guy's paying to play football pretty much. So PJ Locke filling in 74% of snaps, 20.3 points, 7 tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble. And then filling in for Minka Fitzpatrick has been Trenton Thompson on the Pittsburgh Steelers. 98% of snaps, 15.9 points this last week, 5 tackles and an INT, rostered in just 4% of leagues. Kyle B, who do you want to talk about from this list?
I'm going to go with the homer pick and go with my man Jonathan Owens from Green Bay. The secondary, or the entire secondary has been banged up, but the safety unit, Rudy Ford's dealing with a bicep injury, he's been out, and Darnell Savage has been on IR with that calf, and Jonathan Owens, he stepped up. And he's been awesome. And it's been him and rookie Anthony Johnson Jr. He's been playing more of the deep safety role. And Jonathan Owens has been coming up, playing a little bit more uptight like Rudy Ford was, filling that spot. And he's been awesome. I mean, like, you just look at this past week, 12 tackles, a touchdown. That crazy 84 snaps, just nuts, man. Owens has been fantastic. And, I mean, I'm kind of curious what it looks like when everybody's healthy, but I think Owens has been playing so well. Like, I don't know how you keep him off the field, right? And it's not a knock on the other guys. Rudy Ford was playing well as well. So, there could be that situation where you give it a week when they're all healthy. But as long as somebody's out of the picture, whether it be Savage or Ford, Owens is, he's the man back there, and he's playing really well.
Love to see him continue to get the opportunity. The guy for me, Kyle, is PJ Locke. We know that Kareem Jackson is going to be suspended the next 3 weeks, so yep. Locke should continue to be a starter. He was the third-ranked defensive player, according to PFF, this past weekend amongst all Bronco players, and he gets a sweet matchup versus Houston next week, who's one of the top passing offenses in the league. And here's the beautiful part. He's rostered in just 3% of leagues, so nobody is holding PJ Locke right now. If you go look on your waivers, he's probably there and he's going to have an opportunity. So that's a nice sneaky ad in my opinion, Kyle.
Yeah, totally with you, man. He had a nice week this week too. 7 tackles in that fourth quarter sack to force the fumble. Came up big for the Bronco defense. And like you said, widely available. 6 teams on bye, injuries piling up. Here's a guy, price of a mouse click. Shout out Johnny the Greek. Price of a mouse click. You can get him and throw him in your roster. Cause we know Kareem Jackson ain't playing. He's shelling out money, taking out a loan to cover all his fines. So
he's having to talk to some loan sharks just to be able to play football this year.
Yeah.
So Trenton Thompson. Yeah, it is. It really is a tough scene. Trenton Thompson is another good option as well. 98% of snaps. Rostered in just 4% of leagues. Remember, Keanu Neal is also on IR. So this Pittsburgh defense is just really banged up right now between the linebacker injuries that we've seen there, the safety injuries. TJ Watt, thankfully, has been a little more healthy. Cam Hayward's back in the mix now. They still have Alex Highsmith. So this defense is still getting it done. So Trenton Thompson, along the lines of PJ Locke, a nice add as well. But let's move to some drop candidates here, Kyle, because we've got some more names on this list. And I'm just curious if anyone on this list fits your criteria for droppable. Let's start in Dallas. Donovan Wilson, 99% of snaps this past game, 9.5 points, 6 tackles. Jason Pinnock, 100% of snaps, 8.8 points, 6 tackles. Joey Porter Jr., cornerback, Pittsburgh Steelers, 100% of snaps, 5.3 points, 2 tackles. And then Pat Surtain, Denver Broncos, 100% of snaps, 73 snaps total, 4.5 points, 4 tackles. So a mix of cornerbacks, safeties, any of these guys, are you, dropping them to make room for one of these other guys we've discussed?
Yeah, for sure. You know, especially like you look at Jason Pinnock from the Giants going into a bye week. And, you know, he was really solid beginning of the year as a nice waiver wire guy. Production, it's slowed down as of late here. And he's heading into his bye week, which means you're going to have to fill that spot in your starting lineup if you're in one of those leagues starting 3 or 4 guys. We just covered a couple of guys in Locke and Thompson that are available in a lot of different leagues. And, Pinnock isn't a guy I'm holding through a bye week. Because I need to have him in my lineup or anything. So I totally let him go. And Donovan Wilson's been tough because he started off the year banged up. And then since he's been back, he hasn't been what we had hoped, you know, after what we've seen in the past. He had been a nice safety or defensive back option for us, but it hasn't been great. So that's tough. And then Patrick Surtain, you mentioned, he's out there a bunch, but he's the old, oh, there's Surtain. We'll throw at Fabian Moreau on the other side and just, let him get some cardio.
Get some wind sprints in, right? It's the lesser of two evils effect that Johnny always talks about on the Cornerback Corner podcast.
Absolutely.
They're not going to throw at Sauce Gardner. They're going to throw at DJ Reed, who had an interception this past week. That's just how these things go. I think for me, we should mention, we talked about these teams on bye. So Buffalo, Chicago, Las Vegas, Minnesota, the New York Giants, and Baltimore all on bye in week 13. So some nice IDP options are going to be out of your lineup. Maybe that'll give Mad Max time to heal. Lord willing, Kyle, we don't need any more edge injuries. Let this man rest. Get better, Max Crosby. We need you for the home stretcher, buddy.
Absolutely. I'll be saying a prayer for him this week. Let's get healthy. Let's get right. And let's get it done down the stretch here. I got him on quite a few rosters and he's just so much damn fun to watch.
Yes. So I asked this question last week of Jason King from DLF. Kyle, I'll ask you the same question. What kind of factors, numbers, data do you look at when deciding who to pick up at DB and who to cut loose?
Yeah, so definitely when we're talking about DB, first thing is you want to make sure it's a full-time player because you can get flash the pan guys with a pick or whatever, you know. So definitely want to look at snap share. If we're talking safeties, I'm always looking for them guys that are up in that IDP sweet spot in that box slot area up tight. You like that? Not there's anything against guys that play deep because they can still get it done. But those are factors I'm looking at. And, corners, definitely looking at slot guys too that are getting a good, healthy snap share. And, those are the kind of factors. And, we talked about churning and burning earlier players. Guys aren't producing. Find the guys that are, man. Get ahead of it. See the guys that are seeing some snaps, and then look at, you know, were they playing deep early? What's their role looking like? You know, because we've seen it with like Xavier McKinney, Jason Pinnock. It's kind of shift. Xavier McKinney's been hot lately. Pinnock, you know, hasn't, and just things like that.
Yeah, totally agree. It is all about opportunity. That's the name of the game in IDP. Absolutely. We want the guys playing the snaps, but because there is such a plethora of options, especially in those leagues like Sleeper that are DB designation, you've got usually three cornerbacks per team that are usable, two safeties. Let me ask you this, Kyle. We brought up a player from the Seattle Seahawks who's been the apple of our eye, and then that apple turned rotten once Jamal Adams came back into the mix. What do you make of Julian Love playing above 90% of snaps the last 2 weeks there in Seattle? Is this a flash in the pan, a game plan decision? Like, did get their doors blown off by the 49ers, so maybe he just came in and spelled either Diggs or Jamal Adams. But any interest in Julian Love now that he's crept back above 90% of snaps the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I'm a little intrigued for sure, because we've seen him be, you know, super productive in the past, but he's been a player I've been avoiding him just because of that unknown situation with Jordan Brooks coming back so fast this season, which I didn't expect. And I'm like, what are we doing with the safeties when Jamal Adams is healthy and whatever? But yeah, I'm intrigued when he gets up in that 90% snap range for sure. You know, I might give it another week just to get 3 weeks in a row, because I don't want to lose what the defensive back or safety position each week. That's a position where I at least want to wash it out in my matchups, because there's just, like you said, there's three corners, two safeties on each team. You can find volume if you just pay attention, and you don't want to lose that position because there's so many options. So, but no, I'm intrigued with Love again.
Yeah. Intrigued. I'm willing to pick him up and hold him. Not rolling him out there this week.
Totally with you.
Don't trust it. Let's see it another week, and then we can make a decision. So, Kyle B., thank you for coming on, my friend. This was a lot of fun. I've been looking forward to getting you on this waiver episode. Of course, the fine folks can find your work over at Football Guys, including the waiver article. So make sure you're checking that out, guys. FootballGuys.com. Get you a subscription over there. One of the best values in fantasy football. Kyle, we'll get you out of here on this, my man. Of all the guys we've talked about tonight, and maybe even guys that weren't on our list, who are you prioritizing, targeting the most headed into week 13 in your leagues?
If we're talking linebacker, I'm with you. With Cody Barton would be my number one pickup, just because he slid right back in that lead role. There is a little bit of a question mark, as you stated, with the coaching situation. I love that point, but I like the volume guys, especially in a lot of leagues. I start 3 to 4 linebackers that I'm in, so I'll be after him. Defensive end or edge, whatever you want to call it, would be Van Ginkle for me, because he's sliding into that edge role with Phillips missing, and he gets that primo matchup against Washington. And then defensive back, if Jonathan Owens is sitting out there, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. I don't know, you know, if Ford or Savage ready to come back, I would take a shot at him as well.
Yeah, for me, it's PJ Locke. Guys, go pick up the Denver Broncos safety filling in for Kareem Jackson. Hell, because when Jackson comes back, he's probably going to do something dumb again and get suspended. Again, this is just a tale as old as time. So go pick up PJ Locke and profit the rest of the fantasy regular season and into your playoffs. Kyle B., stay warm up there in the great frozen north. You said you guys had your first snow. God bless you, man. It's all your favorite pastimes are getting washed away, but we appreciate you coming on and talking waivers with us this week, man.
Oh, I appreciate you having me on, Josh. This was a blast, and I'll be looking forward to sitting down and chopping it up with you, buddy. And I'll do my best to stay warm up here. I'm going to let the beard keep growing, hair keep growing, and we'll stay warm.
Just wrap it around your head like a toboggan and tie it up at the top. That way it'll keep your ears nice and warm.
So, I got some ideas.
There you go. We can't wait to see it. We can't wait to see it. So thank you all for tuning in and listening. We really appreciate y'all. Make sure you check us out over at theidpshow.com. We will be back next Tuesday with Jeff Pomazol, our very own, talking about week 14 waivers. Jace, I believe, has you back on, Kyle, for the rankings episode this week. So we're getting a double dose of Kyle B in the feed. You love to see it.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to sit down with Jason, talk some ball too. I'll probably hit my quota for the year in the IDP show feed. Your listeners will be tired of me, so we'll get it all done in 1 week.
Impossible to get tired of Kyle B. Make sure you check out the feed. We've got IDP bets this week as well with Johnny, Adam, and Mike Wollert, so check that out. But until next time, y'all enjoy the football, and we'll see you soon. Chain smoking.